Karen Morn is monitoring this case for us. Karen, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I mean, quite the day in court today and a lot of fighting. I think more uphill than not for Advocate Darlene Pawford, who's representing the public protector at the moment.
Okay, well, what was the fighting about? Well, we know in general,
well,
but more specifically.
I mean, there have been a litany of fights. Judge Vincent Saldana, who's heading the bench that is, will ultimately decide on the public protector's attempt, as you pointed out, to interdict Speaker of the Parliament, National Assembly Speaker Thandi Modise, from proceeding with this 17-stage impeachment inquiry process, pending, as you point out, her challenge to the rule that will govern that process. There were numerous kind of altercations between the judge and Darlene Pawford, which kicked off with the judge's deep disquiet over Busisiwe Mkhwebane comparing the rules to the so-called Sobukwe Clause, which was, of course, enacted by the apartheid government to indefinitely extend the imprisonment of PAC activist and leader Robert Sobukwe. The judge is just saying, well, how can you even make this comparison? This is an exercise that is taking place in a constitutional democracy. How, how do you possibly, make this analogy? Is it not radically inappropriate? And Pawford then trying to suggest that, in fact, his criticism was based on the fact that much of the rules had been put together by the Democratic Alliance. Of course, Busisiwe Mkhwebane launching a huge attack on the so-called a malicious Democratic Alliance, and the judge just simply, and suggesting it had a vendetta against her, the judge saying that was simply irrelevant. And now the latest fight really centering on Mkhwebane's contention that anyone who has expressed criticism of her in the past, called for her to step down, do the right thing, etc., or questioned her competence, aka pretty much the entire Democratic Alliance, should be interdicted from participating in any way in her inquiry to hold office. And the judge asking Mpofu basically, who would be left if we gave this order? So that's what's happening at the moment. And Mpofu very much still batting, trying to make these arguments. But if today's hearing is anything to go by, we know at least one of these judges really does not appear to be convinced by the public protector's arguments.
Well, how many judges have been convinced by the public protector's arguments in various courts around the country over the last couple of years?
Well, yes. I mean, that's one of the pivotal issues that will also need to be decided, because Mkhwebane is arguing that, as she has before, that those judgments are simply opinions and cannot be used as a basis for an inquiry into her fitness to hold office. Of course, the speaker very much saying that, you know, evidence would be led in regard to those judgments. But she has also argued that no judges should be allowed to participate in the panel that will decide whether, in fact, there is a case for her impeachment, because this would, cross the boundaries of separation of powers. We know that the public protector has become increasingly critical of the courts. As you rightly point out, they have successively made a number of scathing judgments against her, which are basically the backbone of the DA's motion for her potential impeachment, and repeatedly becoming more outspoken in her belief, for example, that, particular judges, for example, Renel Talme in the Estina matter, she didn't believe that she would ever grant her leave to appeal in that case because she wouldn't expect anything different from Tolme, quote unquote. So, this is a case that really is going to, I think, set the battle lines even further between the public protector and the judiciary.
Look, I mean, for me, there is absolutely no doubt that at the end of this process, she will be impeached and removed from office. And I just wish there was a way that we could accelerate it. And there's a mood in the ANC at the moment, and how deep it goes and how long it's going to last, who knows? But there is a mood in the ANC at the moment that would see the replacement of Busisiwe Mkhwebane by somebody competent and ethical, somebody along the lines of Thuli Madonsela. But unfortunately, processes have to be observed, and there's no way that this can be hurried up. The Guptas, Karen, have been speaking out about the summons that they have been issued with, along with other people, to get back just over 3 billion rands worth of money, which Eskom claims they owe in relation to the Optimum coal mine saga.
Yes, I mean, this is fascinating. Their lawyer speaking to me and describing the SIU and Eskom's attempt to recover 3.8 billion rand, which they say was improperly diverted from Eskom to help in the purchase of the Optimum coal mine, was quote-unquote a national embarrassment waiting to happen. The lawyer said the papers were the worst that he had ever seen being legally drafted. And he said, essentially, there was a snowball's hope in hell that this matter would actually end up in court. So, you know, in the rather restrained world of the law, where, you know, lawyers will often sort of bite their words back, that is definitely not the case here. And a huge amount of confidence from the Guptas, which, given that they've pretty much won every single case that they've had against the National Prosecuting Authority, particularly in the era of Sean Abrams, may not necessarily be misplaced. But if there is a failure, for example, by the SIU and Eskom to recover this money or to bring a case that they need to answer, it will certainly be quite demotivating to a South African public that is really desperate to see people actually pay for corruption.
Karen Morn, thank you very, very much indeed. Legal writer for all sorts of places, and she should be a legal writer for more, because she's the best.